The overhaul cuts property taxes across the state, resulting in nearly $2 billion less funding for things like local government and community schools over the next 2 years. The legislation, however, does allow local governments to raise local income taxes to help supplement this loss in funding. State Representative Sue Arrington says Hoosiers who don't own property won't see any benefits from the overhaul, but will still end up footing the bill.
If you rent your home, you don't get any tax relief from the property tax bill. You're going to be probably the biggest losers of all.
Arrington and other Democrats say it's just the most recent consequence of nearly two decades of Republican supermajority control at the State House. Indiana Democratic Party Chair Karen Tallien says breaking that control means getting voters to the polls.
The biggest number of people stay home because they either don't like the candidates or they somehow feel that it doesn't matter who's in power. We really need to have cause and effect and show people that, hey, in that race over there, somebody won by 7 votes.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Thomas Ouellette.